Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Good House 1968. This is Brother White speaking. What I do is read and interpret from the Tanakh. It's the Hebrew Bible. If you like one, you can have one for free in English, the Hebrew Bible in English. Just give me a call at 312-925-9887 and I'll send you one for free. Just leave your name and address. All right. Please shop with these businesses if you want to donate to support the cause of distribution of the Bibles. These businesses help furnish the funds needed, the money needed to purchase the Bibles for the people who request them. For ClickBank products, for garden, arts and computers, entertainment, employment, home, business, education, mobile, software. For those type of products, go to productadvertisements2014.com. Again, that is productadvertisements2014.com. Looking for auto body supplies or parts or vehicle parts or mechanical parts for vehicles ranging from model 1900 to 2014, go to partsautomotive.biz. That again is partsautomotive.biz. All right, let me begin. And also I have a new album out called Dark Glow in My Heart. I'm coming out with another album. It'll be out pretty soon. You can purchase Dark Glow in My Heart at songcastmusic.com/profiles/Roderick White. And you could click on one of the buttons there and be able to make a purchase. Again, that is songcastmusic.com/profiles/Roderick White. All right, let me begin the program. We're in the book of Bereshith, or Genesis chapter 3, and it goes to say, "Now the serpent was more crafty than any wild animal which Adonai God had made. He said to the woman, 'Did God really say you are not to eat from any tree in the garden?' The woman answered the serpent, 'We may eat from the fruit of the trees of the garden. But about the fruit of the trees in the middle of the garden, God said, you are neither to eat from it nor touch it, or you will die.' The serpent said to the woman, 'It is not true that you will surely die, because God knows that on the day you eat from it, your eyes will be open and you will be like God, knowing good and evil.' When the woman saw that the tree was good for food, that it had a pleasing appearance, and that the tree was desirable for making one wise, she took some of its fruit and ate. She also gave some to her husband who was with her, and he ate. Then the eyes of both of them were open, and they realized that they were naked. So they sewed fig leaves together to make themselves loincloths. They heard the voice of Adonai God walking in the garden at the time of the evening breeze. So the man and his wife hid themselves from the presence of Adonai God among the trees in the garden. Adonai God called to the man, 'Where are you?' He answered, 'I heard your voice in the garden. I was afraid because I was naked, so I hid myself.' He said, 'Who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten from the tree from which I ordered you not to eat?' The man replied, 'The woman you gave to be with me, she gave me fruit for the tree, and I ate.' Adonai God said to the woman, 'What is this you have done?' The woman answered, 'The serpent tricked me, so I ate.' Adonai, or good God, said to the serpent, 'Because you have done this, you are cursed more than all the livestock and wild animals. You will crawl on your belly Adonai God said to the serpent, because you have done this, you are cursed more than all livestock and wild animals. You will crawl on your belly and eat dust as long as you live. I will put animosity between you and the woman, and between your descendant and her descendant. He will bruise your head, and you will bruise his heel. To the woman he said, I will greatly increase your pain in childbirth. You will bring forth children in pain. Your desire will be toward your husband, but he will rule over you. To Adam he said, because you listened to what your wife said and ate from the tree about which I gave you the order, you are not to eat from it. The ground is... cursed on your account. You will work hard to eat from it as long as you live. It will produce thorns and thistles for you, and you will eat field plants. You will eat bread by the sweat of your forehead till you return to the ground. For you were taken out of it, you are dust, and you will return to dust. The man called his wife Hava, life, because she was the mother of all living. Adonai God made garments of skin for Adam and his wife and clothed them. Adonai God said, see, the man has become like one of us, knowing good and evil. Now to prevent his putting out his hand and taking also from the tree of life, eating and living forever. Therefore the good God sent him out of the garden of Eden to cultivate the ground from which he was taken. So he drove the man out, and he placed at the east of the Garden of Eden the cherubim and a flaming sword which turned in every direction to guard the way to the tree of life. So we see here Adam has now been put out of the Garden of Eden, and that the serpent, the snake, will bruise you in the head, and we will bruise him in the heel. But in the King James Version, it says, we will bruise him in the head, and he will bruise us in the heel. So there's a different interpretation there. The man had sexual relations with Hava, his wife. She conceived, gave birth to Cain, acquisition, and said, I have acquired a man from Adonai. In addition, she gave birth to his brother Hevel. Hevel kept sheep while Cain worked the soil. In the course of time, Cain brought an offering to Adonai from the produce of the soil. And Hevel too brought from the first fruit of his sheep, including their fat. Adonai accepted Hevel and his offering, but did not accept Cain and his offering. Cain was very angry, and his face fell. God said to Cain, why are you angry? Why so downcast? If you are doing what is good, shouldn't you hold your head high? And if you don't do what is good, sin is crouching at your door. It wants you, but you can rule over it. Cain had words with Hevel, his brother. Then one time when they were in the field, Cain turned on Hevel, his brother, and killed him. Good said to Cain, where is Hevel, your brother? And he replied, I don't know. Am I my brother's guardian? He said, what have you done? The voice of your brother's blood is crying out to me from the ground. Now you are cursed from the ground, which has opened its mouth to receive your brother's blood at your hands. When you farm the ground, it will no longer yield its strength to you. You will be a fugitive wandering the earth. Cain said to God, my punishment is greater than I can bear. You are banning me today from the land and from your presence. I will be a fugitive wandering the earth. Whoever finds me will kill me. God answered him, therefore, whoever kills Cain will receive vengeance sevenfold. And Adonai put a sign on Cain so that no one who found him would kill him. So Cain left the presence of good and lived in the land of Nod, wandering east of Eden. Cain had sexual relations with his wife. She conceived and gave birth to Henoch. Cain built a city and named the city after his son Henoch. To Henoch was born Irad. Irad fathered Meshulam. Meshulam fathered Methushael. And Methushael fathered Lamech. Lamech took himself two wives. The name of one was Ada, while the name of the other Tazilla. Ada gave birth to Yavel. He was the ancestor of those who lived in tents and have cattle. His brother's name was Yuval, and he was the ancestor of all who played lyre and flute. Tazilla gave birth to Tuval Cain, who forged all kinds of tools from brass and iron. The sister of Tuval Cain was Naama. Lamech said to his wives, Ada and Tazilla, listen to me. Wives of Lamech, hear what I say. I killed a man for wounding me, a young man who injured me. If Cain will be avenged sevenfold, then Lamech 77-fold. Adam again had sexual relations with his wife, and she gave birth to a son whom she named Sheth, granted. For God has granted me another seed in place of Havel, since Cain killed them. To Sheth too was born a son, whom he called Enosh. This is when people began calling on the name of good. So with Enosh came the calling on the name of good, meaning the worship of good. All right, that is for the Bible reading. So far we've covered the death of Cain, the death of Havel, by his brother Cain, and the removal of Adam from the Garden of Eden. Now we're going to go into the vocabulary. Let me get my... And the first word we're going over is Akayahu. It's the name of nine Israel. Akajah. The next one is Akihud, or means brother. The next one is Akyo, the name of three of Israel. The next one is Akikud, brother of a riddle. The next one is Ahitob, brother of goodness. The next one is Akilud, brother of one born. The next one is Akimoth, brother of death. The next one is Akimalak, brother of the king. The next one is Akimon, brother of a portion. The next one is Akimahat. It means brother of anger. The next one is Akion, brotherly. The next one is Akinadab, brother of liberty. The next one is Akinam, brother of pleasantness. The next one is Akisharmak, brother of support. The next one is Akiazer, brother of help. The next one is Akikam, brother of rising. The next one is Akiram, brother of height. The next one is Akirami. It's an archer of might. The next one is Akira, brother of wrong. The next one is Akishak. It's Akishaka, brother of the dawn. All right, if you look for these words, I put them up at Good House 1968, so all of them will eventually be up there. So you can go to goodhouse1968.net and view the spelling of the words. All right, that is it for my ministry, so I'm going to say a prayer, and I will be leaving you. Good, I petition that you open the eyes of the brothers and sisters, have them to get the Bible so that they're able to worship spiritually and understand your word. Have the brothers call in and give their addresses so that I may send them a Bible. Please continue to provide the funds as you've been doing for the purchase of the Bibles, and continue to do so for as long as I'm around ministering, or as long as I'm alive, because we have to minister your word until Armageddon Day. I pray that you direct their footsteps and help them out and provide sustenance for them, jobs as well as a place to stay, food on the table. I pray this. You said that you don't see the righteous out begging for food, and I pray this for the brothers and sisters who listen to me. I pray this in the name of Yeshua. Amen.